Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's webinar, Synthetic Media and How It Can Transform Your Business, hosted by MyDAM Services. Synthetic media, it's kind of a second coming of software, if you will. Henrik and I have been speaking a lot about this of late, and the recent and significant advancements in deep learning has created the ability to have computer software making many more decisions on its own. And as it pertains to media specifically, these synthetic artificial intelligence techniques, they generate, manipulate, and now can significantly alter creative processes on a much faster and more accurate scale. What we'll be talking about today is how those traits are making synthetic media highly valuable throughout many industries, and how it's improving rapidly, soon, and in many cases already, being indistinguishable from traditional media. If you don't already agree showing up to this webinar, I believe by the end of it, you'll be in the same opinion that companies' success will be measured by how they balance the value of synthetic media. My name is Frank DiCarlo, and I've been supporting the marketing and advertising industry in advancing their technology, improving efficiencies, and increasing return on investments for over 25 years. And the co-founder of MyDAM Services, and who has just recently written a brand new book on the topic at hand, Henrik De Geer.
Thanks, Frank. I appreciate your time and to everyone who showed up for the webinar and listening to the recording afterwards. My name is Henrik De Geer. I just finished a book, my ninth book on synthetic media. It's called Synthetic Media, The Next Reality. You can find it on Amazon. Coupled with a podcast, which is available every Wednesday, also called Synthetic Media, which you can find everywhere you can find your favorite podcasts. And I'm one of the co-founders of MyDAM Services as well. And we look forward to helping you understand this and other things involving synthetic media. So today we're going to be talking about a little bit about MyDAM Services, just like we mentioned. We're going to be defining what synthetic media is for the many that don't know yet, and understanding how it can help your business use cases as far as what we can do literally today, and then taking any of your questions. So what is synthetic media? Well, in simplistic terms, synthetic means it's machine made. Machine means artificial intelligence on the generalized sense, specifically neural networks and deep learning. And that is coupled with media, which is the plural of medium, a means of communication. And we're going to break that model of thinking that media is only things that you see on the radio or television to a lot more media that is possible now and in the coming future. In simplistic terms, synthetic media is any media that is partially or fully generated by a machine. Again, that machine is typically AI, computers, that type of thing. And it's be coupled with other equipment that's coming soon. It's going to be more popularized and miniaturized and commercialized and made at a more reasonable price point in the very near future as well. We're going to be talking about those as well. Thank you. So I want to start with some examples of synthetic media just to whet your appetite and understand what we're talking about and what the power of it is. So allow yourself the creative lens of what's possible and understand where they came from and where they're going with this. So what I want to start with is something called GANs, which is basically, if you go to thispersondoesnotexist.com, you can see an example of this, where all you'd have to do is go to that website and hit refresh, and just keep hitting refresh. What you're going to see is basically this. You're going to see people that don't actually exist. All of these individuals that you see here are individuals created by machines. You'll notice that the background changes a bit because that's something that it's not, that the algorithm doesn't handle. But you'll notice that all these people are photorealistic. They're high resolution. You can see the pores on their skin. You can see the hair everywhere in the body. And that's just one example of what's possible with synthetic media. So it can
that has everything to do with a computer's interpretation of what a human being is and looks like.
Correct. Yep.
Yeah. So GANs are generative adversarial networks. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly. Yep.
That's a mouthful.
And don't worry about too much about the technology, because the short story is all of these things are being democratized, which means they're going to be very, very simple to use. Let me show you with Gauguin, named after, of course, the artist. But let me show you how simple it is to create just about any landscape you wish, photorealistic again, with that you just have your imagination go wild and just draw, literally draw. This is one example of it, but let me show you just with a few strokes how simple it is to create a beach scene or a sunset, and you place the sun where you want it to, or mountains.
And so you're setting the computer up saying, I want a mountainscape, or I want a seascape, or I want a sunset. And then once you put that in and just draw a couple of lines, it'll give you their interpretation, the computer's interpretation of both.
Exactly. Yeah. So basically this is text to image. So not text to speech, but text to image. We're there now already. These are more examples where you literally type it in, and as you're typing, it alters the image. And yes, you can alter them to your heart's content. So that's just another example of synthetic media. So we showed you faces, we showed you landscapes. Now let's talk about drawing anything based on text. So basically we showed you how to draw. Now you can just literally type in what you wanted to. So images that don't exist, right? Until you type in the scenario that you want to see, and it creates you images on the fly, number of images on the fly within a few seconds or minutes, depending on how complicated it is. And these images have never existed before. They're just generating them out of the blue. These are all computer generated images. And you'll notice that they're also pretty photorealistic. So the next thing I want to share with you is one of the most famous examples and most popular, because it's very positive. And what we want to talk about is synthetic media in the positive sense of what's possible, not in the fearing sense, not in being afraid of technology, but this actually puts a smile on people's face when people saw this. And they didn't realize that this was not Tom Cruise. It's called Deep Tom Cruise. I talked to the creator of this, Chris Ume, who spends a good part of the last few years creating this series. And now he can create them in a few weeks, but with new faces and other things like that. And basically, this is called face swapping, where you'll see someone who's actually doing all the moves in the real scene, in the real life. And what they did is they swapped faces with somebody who's an impersonator of Tom Cruise, and they put Tom Cruise's real face on him, synthetically, of course. And they show how this was done.
What's up, TikTok? You guys cool if I play some sports?
So what you saw is a number of images being pulled from movies and appearances of Tom Cruise, and they got every single angle in every single lighting situation with his face moving in every single possibility, and then basically training the AI as the training set to, this is what Tom Cruise looks like. So find alternatives to replace his face, as you saw. So this is basically literally a face swap, as it's called, and replacing his face with this individual's face. So this is possible too. And of course, it helps to have everyone's consent, right? To do this, obviously. And this is just one more example of synthetic media.
Wild.
Isn't it?
getting back to being indistinguishable from traditional media.
So let me show you something that's even more indistinguishable. This is a digital human. This is a person who was fully digitized, fully synthesized, where their head and torso was, and you can do the entire body if you wish. Some celebrities have done their entire body. This is the most realistic example that I've seen to date. And this is about a month old, as in a month from like early 2022. Watch this.
Hi, I'm a virtual human created by Ziva Dynamics. I'm powered by state-of-the-art biomechanical simulation, and I'm running in real time in Unity. But enough about me.
So that wasn't a real human. That was a machine generated, synthesized person, where a real human was synthesized and every part of their face was measured and calibrated. And they basically moved their face around a number of different ways so they understood how they move and how they speak. And then someone typed in a script saying, this is what I want them to say. Her name is Emma. And this is how I want the face to move when they say it. The end. And then within a few minutes, hypothetically speaking, we'll show you more examples of this shortly, of how this can be created in a few minutes and done so it's photorealistic. Let me show you some more.
Right? This is the promotion that we had done for this webinar. And this is something that we're starting to incorporate even more for clients, because they're getting more and more interested in being able to use avatars and this type of medium to reach their target audience. In this case, we typed up a script. We created a bit of a background for this avatar. And we, after putting the script into the software that we use, you'll see this quick promotion.
Hi, my name is Charlotte, and I am a synthetic media avatar. My DAM services would like to invite you to our upcoming webinar that will discuss what is synthetic media and how synthetic media can help scale your business quickly. This webinar will include positive use cases that can be applied easily. We will also talk about a new book and podcast released this year titled Synthetic Media. Find out how synthetic media, like me, is changing the media landscape as we know it. Register today and join us on Wednesday, March 2nd, to learn more. Bring your questions to this live Q&A webinar. Thank you for listening.
There might have been a little bit of a lag with the audio and the video itself. If you saw it on our promotions, the lips or the movement of the lips is a lot more in sync, but you can already see what's possible in being able to reach your audience in just in a simple example of you can now transfer all this in different languages. So we're going to talk about different ways in which synthetic media can help businesses, but in this case, educational educational pieces, anything that you're looking to get out to employees in different parts of the world, you can create one script and you can have an avatar speaking in all different languages. This is something we did for a managed services company, and they're offering digital asset management, which is how Henrik and I got introduced to this company, and obviously synthetic media. We'll talk a little bit more about that. But here's another example, quick example of how you can utilize this synthetic media today.
People ask, why is digital asset management important? There are many reasons, but one of the most important is eliminating the cost of lost or misplaced work. The perpetual need for marketing content means new assets are always being created, but having more files can mean it's easier to misplace them. Ask yourself, 1, does your business need access to digital assets in a variety of formats? 2, do your employees spend a large amount of time sourcing assets for themselves and for other departments? 3, Do any of your employees experience delays in sourcing content due to time zone or location constraints?
You can press pause there, Henry. It goes on for a minute or so.
People ask why.
Yep. But you're probably already starting to connect the dots where the idea of having model releases, being able to set up shoots, having cameras on set, all these things that you just saw and the things that we have been viewing since the beginning of the webinar are done via desktop. So the time to market and the way in which we're doing or can be creating media and all different examples, can the speed is incredible in the turn time. So I just wanted to give you a couple examples of what we're doing at My Damn Services for our clients and just starting to get involved in synthetic media and how we can consult and find ways in which to help you and where AI and synthetic media can help your business.
Definitely. And so we're going to offer synthetic media service, synthetic media consulting and services, all of them being remote, where we find either the best tools for your use cases. And we're going to talk about use cases in a minute. Some of them, not all of them, of course, that are possible today. So we can either find you the right tools and you can use them yourself, or we can do pretty much everything for you. And you basically explain your use case and what you're trying to achieve. And we can even create the content for you with those best in-class tools out there. So we can either create the content or just give you the right solutions, and it's your choice. And then, of course, because My Damn Services offers a whole host of things, which you can find at mydamnservices.com, you can find out all the different remote services we offer as far as metadata, digital asset management, finding the right talent, and of course, distribution and storage, and for the maximum or the best findability and usability of your own media.
I just wanted to add there, Henrik, and I think it's interesting is that that's how we got, or at least, that's how we got involved in synthetic media, which is all of a sudden there's this new market having that is creating all this media quickly and in a great abundance, needing the opportunity to store it in one central location, right? Being able to find it via a web browser, search, distribute it, download, and that's where My Damn Services has been excelling over years, is helping companies and business organize their digital media. So we just wanted to give you an indication of how we were linked to synthetic media and how this is a whole new market in having to manage all this content that you're now creating faster than ever.
Right. And the expectation is because it's created by machines and not just, let's just say, slow humans, with studio time, and granted, all these videos can be created in a few minutes. So you just type it up a script and submit the script to this. Literally, you don't need to know anything about video, anything about lighting, anything about storage, anything about anything beyond this is what message I want to send. And you get to pick the avatar in a lot of cases, whether you want to synthesize yourself and your voice or pick out of a number of avatars that already have been synthesized, and pick the voice, pick the language, pick multiple languages if you want. One pharmaceutical organization messaged 300,000 employees in all the different languages across the world that they needed to within less than a day.
As compared to how they went about that in the past.
Exactly. And you and I both know that would have taken way too long and not in that scale. The scalability, basically, of the scaling of the messaging, the scaling of ourselves. So imagine being a speaker or a voice talent or someone who needs to give a speech in 60 different languages, in 100 different places. You can do that in one day now, rather than having to travel all over the world, which, let's be honest, traveling is no longer fun and full of restrictions. Now you don't even have to be burdened or restrained from even having to step foot in a studio.
And these are ways of which we can help consult and find the best fit for what it is that you want to be doing and how artificial intelligence and synthetic media can support you in that.
Exactly, yeah. And keep in mind, because it's going to be created in machines, a lot of this is created by machines with just the creativity, right? It opens up the door for creativity from the humans. for people who basically want to just do this, right? And we're going to talk about what these things are as far as use cases in a second. But keep in mind, the scalability of this is only going to increase the media output, meaning the number of files, the media, whether it's video or photos or any of the other media that we're about to talk about in a minute, at least by 100-fold. So however much media you create today, multiply that by 100. Now understand the management problem, right? Which we can help you with, because we manage millions of files on a regular basis. So you understand where we can help you there. We also want to show you that not only can you see and hear things, but now here's a brief video about how you can touch, right? Now, granted, this is going to be miniaturized in the near future, just like a lot of the equipment that we're talking about as far as equipment. Right now, the only equipment you need is a computer or literally a phone, a smartphone. But this is a possibility. This exists today. It's not on the light scale, but this is, imagine this for prototyping for a second and virtual experiences. So the product doesn't have to exist yet, but you'll be able to feel it down to a tenth of a millimeter. And actually feel what it feels like to have it in your hand. So this is just one possible option. And actually, aircraft companies I've talked to actually use this technology today, not only to build and design future aircraft, but to sell it. So a well-known private jet company near, not too far from me, actually uses this to sell it to people as well, where they want to pay millions of dollars for a private jet, and they get to touch it and feel it and look at what the design and layout is going to be before they build it and before they order it. So all of this is now possible. And this is, again, synthetic media, because yes, it has to be created, but as you create and as you iterate, this is possible now. So what kind of synthetic experiences are we talking about? Well, back to media. There's the media that you can see, that you can hear, that you can touch. And yes, the other two senses exist as well. You can smell, there is scent, scentology, and there is synthetic taste. All of these have actually been successfully done in the smell and taste has actually been done and actually requested and required by certain chefs in the world, because of certain use cases that they had where they wanted this. They wanted synthetic taste and synthetic smell because their restaurant is located in one place in the world and they want people all over the world to be experience it before they make a reservation. So all of this is possible. And I talk about—
So I can have McDonald's fries in my home soon?
Well, you'll be able to smell and taste them, yes. So I talk about these cases with in the book, Synthetic Media, The Next Reality, which came out this year. It's available again on Amazon and also on the Synthetic Media Podcast, which is available every Wednesday. Wherever you find your favorite podcasts, just search for Synthetic Media and you'll find it. And those are just a few samples But we wanted to go into use cases, and these are just some of the use cases again, that these are possible. So what use cases are we talking about? Well, advertising. Imagine not having to spend years doing ads anymore. And you want to do a rapid ad in a few minutes because you have this window of opportunity that's closing. Your time to market is literally almost nothing now. And your budgets can be significantly lower in creating the ads.
That's incredible.
Architecture, isn't it?
Well, it is, because you're significantly accelerating creativity. Right? You're shrinking the gap between idea and content, and obviously budget.
Right, right. So the technical part is being removed because someone has figured that out and democratized it. Even down to architecture and engineering construction, right? So the end consumer of this, right? The person buying the building, right? Or buying that piece of engineering can now experience it, and it can be simplified in designing. So car companies are now doing this, where while they're designing the car, they can say, well, we were thinking of putting this stuff on the dashboard over here and putting stuff up here and down there. There's going to be different knobs and controls, right? Now they can figure out, well, this is the layout. Why don't you test it out? And before they actually make the prototype, you can feel it, right? You can drive that car. You can fly that plane. You can hold that phone, whatever that engineering happens to be.
So consumer test market, I sit down and there's five different dashboards in front of me. And this was all created synthetically to get an idea of what the consumer might prefer.
Or there's a dashboard that evolves based on your desire to move it. Or right. Imagine being in that house before the first beam is put up, and saying, here's the layout of your kitchen. Is this what you want?
Right.
Would you like your stove over here instead? Well, let's move it over here before the actual building is standing.
And walk through.
Exactly. An actual walkthrough in the building before it's actually built. Like before even a lot is picked or in the lot itself. So you can understand what trees are there, what other landscape elements are there. And understanding how you can literally, I'd rather have a southern exposure. So let's move the building slightly, which is a little hard by today's standard still, but in synthetic media, you can literally move a building.
And turn it depending on where you want the sunlight at a given part of the day.
Exactly. So we talked about the automotive aspects as far as designing a car, experiencing a car, understanding transportation and manufacturing. Imagine the manufacturing possibilities there, where you can prototype things before they exist, right? Again, art, I showed you earlier samples of what's possible there. I spoke to several artists for the book and podcasts about, and this is basically how this starts, right? It starts with creativity. If the artists embrace it and they understand how it can be used, then other industries start evolving, even to like banking and finance, because now messaging your latest financial vehicle or insurance program or banking offerings, basically, or just that you have a new location suddenly over here, all that can be messaged in a few minutes with a video, if you wish, right? With your spokespeople that you want, with the right voice, languages, any language you want, basically, and having the proper, no studio involved, right? You basically add all this in there and you can present this as we showed you earlier.
So I would imagine that celebrities are going to be selling their likenesses so that if you wanted to hire for educational purposes or having certain celebrities speak on something, you could do that with any one of these types of companies for educational uses and promotion and whatnot.
Yes, and they already are. So I know of several celebrities that I've seen videos of where they get themselves synthesized, whether it's for a movie, whether it's for advertisements, again earlier,
yep.
Whether it's for speeches, whether it's for guest appearances where they don't really want to go to that birthday party, but you know they get paid to do so. So they'll appear there and they'll even singers, right? They'll sing, right, their favorite song and personalize it to the person who they're singing to or the group that they're singing to. And they don't actually have to be there. So they can be in 100 different locations doing their thing, whatever the celebrity is known for, and offering that piece of them, if you will, and presenting what they're famous for.
So I can finally get the Beatles to show up and sing Birthday at my birthday party.
Well, interestingly enough, that since you said that, several artists, including the Beatles, they've synthesized all of the artwork, all of the past recordings of the Beatles, and they basically created new songs based on how they sing and what they sang about.
Chord structures and
all that. Yeah, incredible. There's even a well-known example of Beethoven's 10th. So Beethoven actually never wrote his 10th symphony.
Right.
He never finished it, at least. So an AI basically synthetically created it for us. And then Symphony played it last year. But back to corporate communications, imagine the messaging possibilities of having, you know, whomever you wish for your organization, for that corporate communications, whether it's for PR or whatever that looks like, or messaging internally or externally, whatever messaging you want to send to whomever you want to send it, personalize it, and send it out in any language you want. And this is possible now, not tomorrow, not next year, not in 10 years from now, today. And people are already using it. I imagine the e-commerce possibilities as well. So we could talk about that for hours, but we don't have hours. So education, we talked about education very briefly. Imagine all the e-learning possibilities. People are using this literally on training, for training purposes,
right,
where
right.
You can offer this, whether it's for young people or for adults where they need to learn a new skill, right? And they need to like, well, how do I work on this factory floor? I've never stepped foot on the factory floor. Well, instead of using precious time and delaying things on the factory floor itself or extending it off hours, you can train them through synthetic media. You can obviously do experience design, just like you saw with the glove, where you can experience it, right? In not only seeing and hearing it, but actually touch it and say, this is too hard, or I need it over here, or this is too soft, or I need more haptic feedback on this. The film and industry, animations, obviously, that's very well known. Gaming, that all of those industries are embracing this because they used to spend millions of dollars and years creating that stuff. Now they can create it in a few weeks or hours, the same quality or better. Like certain films have come out where they tried to age certain actors because they needed to age them 20 to 40 years for the storyline. And as a week after the movie came out, someone in their garage using this technology did it better with literally a week of time and not an enormous budget, obviously, one person. So this is basically the new industry that's basically going to clear off the decks, and people are going to embrace this once they realize what's the possibilities and understand what's in it for them. Gaming used to be very blocky and very jittery, and even when you're playing with certain esports games, you'll notice that the famous players don't really look like them. Now they've taken photorealistic imagery of those people, and they made them look literally like those players. And there's examples of this that we can share with you if you want to have a call with us and talk to us about it. Marketing, obviously, that's a given. Most of this is marketing, and think about all the messaging you can do for any product, any service, right? And that's just about any industry out there, because every industry has to continue sharing their message in order to be relevant in today's market.
It was the first thing that I connected with synthetic media was this idea, and you showed an example of it earlier, of putting in text, a description of what image that you wanted to create, and then a computer creating that and giving you hundreds of interpretations,
right,
and that being royalty free. so that you're then able to use it as many times as you want, and you're not paying anybody or being sued and rights management and all that incredible stuff. That was my first introduction as to the wow factor as to what is possible.
Exactly. Yeah. So no models, no photographers, no studios, no trips to wherever. You can basically create, as you saw, landscapes that look like anything you want, and you can put your product in any location you want, because you can design that landscape from scratch. You don't have to find a location somewhere in the world. You can create it from scratch. Navigation. So we're going to see a lot more navigation in the AR sense, augmented reality, that's coming soon. And there's going to be availability in that space. Product demos. Now imagine doing product demos where you can do product demos before the product exists. Now they've been doing this already in the advertising space, where they advertise a fragrance or some kind of phone that we will likely buy eventually, but it may not necessarily physically exist. And all those close-ups that you're seeing of the product, well, that's all synthetic, right? So you can literally show the simulations of the products. Imagine all the simulations you can make in simplistic fashion, but that still look photorealistic and as the product is designed to do. We showed you virtual prototyping, right, with the plane. Virtual sports, yes, you'll be able to play against each other for the sake of argument, or against non-existent players, right? So you get to pick, right? Imagine all the haptic feedback on playing whatever sport you want to play.
So if I want to play with Tiger Woods in Hawaii.
Yep.
Done.
Exactly. So you can play against any person that exists or is already dead, quite literally.
Right.
You can play with Beethoven for the sake of argument. You can play any sport, any activity. You can have a conversation with a virtual Elon Musk today, because the one Elon Musk is kind of busy for some reason, right? So virtual training, again, a lot of these samples and examples are explained in my book, and we talk about some of them in my podcast as well with experts all over the world. So I invite you to check out Synthetic Media, The Next Reality on Amazon, as well as Synthetic Media Podcast. You can find it at syntheticmediapodcast.com.
Congratulations again on the book. That's excellent. So we crammed a lot of information in a short amount of time, and I'm sure your heads are spinning a little bit. We're here for you, My Damn Services. If you have any questions, in the interest of respecting everybody's time, please reach out to us with any other questions that you have. We'd be happy to consult with you free of charge, find ways in which Synthetic Media can help in your business and what it is that you'd like to embark on. And we're here to support you in that. So please, solutions@mydamnservices.com. You can reach us, hit us on some of the social media, keep up with what we're doing. And as always, we appreciate your time and thank you for spending it today. And we'll see you upon our next webinar. Anything else you wanted to add, Henrik?
No, thanks for joining us today. And we look forward to hearing from you. This again, solutions@mydamnservices.com, or check out all our different services at mydamnservices.com.
Have a great day.